What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion, and you are listening to episode number 206 of Strong the Iron Will Away, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. If any of you guys have watched these shows on, I believe it's HGTV, there's one called The Property Brothers. And they are typically, what they do on that show, if you haven't seen it, is they have couples that are looking for a home and a certain price range. They go out and find two or three that are in their range, and they ask them what they're looking for in a house. They, you know, most houses will have some of the, you know, they'll try to find a couple that have what they're looking for, and then they'll choose a house, and then they will kind of spend, $50,000 to $100,000, you know, making this house into the house that they want. So they'll buy a house that's, you know, $50,000 below their budget, and then do $50,000 of renovations on it, make it look awesome, buy the house, live happily ever after. But one of the funny things that they do sometimes, I don't think they do this all the time, I don't watch the show a lot, is they'll meet with a lot of times this happens with a young couple who don't really have a grasp yet on what things cost. And the young couple will give them their list of what they're looking for. And they'll kind of be looking for everything, right? They'll say, I want 4 bedrooms and 2 full baths and, a big yard, walk-in closets, fireplace, a pool. And then, I mean, they're listing every amenity you could ever want in a house. And then they'll say their budget is $400,000, $300,000, something. So the property brothers will take them out, see a couple homes, and they'll take them to a home that has everything that they've asked for. All those amenities, beautiful, great neighborhood, close to transportation or far from transportation if that's what they wanted. Like everything they wanted, this house has. And the couple's walking through and their eyes are wide open and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is like exactly what we want. We love this. I can't believe this. And they say, what's the list price on this? And they'll say, this house is listed at $1.7 million. Right? And the couple's like, what the hell? And they say, guys, with what you are looking for, it would cost you $1.7 million to have all those things. You can't have all those things at your budget. You have to understand that with your budget, you're going to have to sacrifice certain things. You can get some of those things, but not all of those things. And then the people come to the realization that, oh, I guess that wasn't realistic. We didn't really get it. And then they show them houses in their rate range, and they can show them what they can do. But the point being, I think often when we want to get in shape and we are inspired by somebody, something, some picture, some person, so maybe there's somebody that you know or someone you look up to, maybe it's a real person, maybe it's an actor or actress or something like that. I have heard people say, oh, I want to look like that, or I want to have a body like that, or I want to be as fit and strong as that person. But much like the $1.7 million house, I think sometimes we don't realize what it takes for that person to look that way and be that strong or be that healthy or whatever. Many times the people that are being looked up to and admired for those physiques, that is literally what they do and think about all the time. So I'll give you an example. The coaches and myself, and I'm not even suggesting that anybody's looking at us in that way, but just to give you an example, we are people that literally think and talk about working out just about any other waking hour that we're not working out. You know? So it is literally our, for those of us who are coaches at Iron Legion, it is our job, it is our hobby, it is our interest. So it is literally the majority of what we do all the time is talk about working out, what we eat, what to do, mindset, like everything involved in it, okay? For most people, that's not going to be what it is. This is just going to be something that they want to do a couple times a week and feel better, look better, get in shape. It's not necessarily going to become their complete all-consuming obsession. So many times the people that you're looking up to, though, it is their entire obsession, their entire life is about looking that way and working out and performing or athletics or something of the sort. And I think that's really important to understand, because it can be very, very discouraging if you don't realize that, right? And I think I alluded to this kind of on my podcast a while back about fishing, but I think this happens with, it happens with me with sports that I'm not really familiar with, where I'll go do something I would never normally do. I'll go bowling, or I'll go try to hit golf balls, and I'll kind of have a thing where I want to be able to do this. You know, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to throw a bunch of strikes in a row. I want to be able to hit the golf ball straight, you know, X amount of yards. And but what I realize is that's not something that people that do this randomly can do. You know, the things that I'm wanting to do in those sports are things that people that play golf every weekend do. People that bowl three nights a week for 10 years do, right? So then I am a little less discouraged, because I'm like, oh, I just thought I'd be able to do that, right? So the point, again, is not to be discouraged. The point is to actually be encouraged that you're probably doing great, but to do what you have in mind, perhaps, would just require another level of dedication and commitment that you may not be interested in doing. But you may. And if you are interested in still achieving that goal, just understand the amount of work and time that's put into it. So it's not to say don't go after it. It's just to say understand that don't be disappointed if you're not achieving, Mr. USA's physique and you're training 3 days a week, because that's not how it works. Mr. USA is training probably twice a day, 6 days a week, and eating seven times a day, every day, the same damn food. So all of a sudden you go, okay, I'm not really interested in looking like Mr. USA. I think I'll just look like me and work out three times a week and eat somewhat normal, right? And I'll give you an example again. I use him a lot, but he's somebody I talked to recently. Is Greg Panora, world champion powerlifter, had told me he has lost girlfriends and relationships over eating, because he has to eat so damn often and so damn much. And it's problematic when you think about, you know, you've been in the car running around all day on a Saturday doing stuff, and you barely have time to eat. Maybe you ate breakfast, or you skipped breakfast and you stopped once for lunch, and then you made it till 8 o'clock at night and you were starving and got a pizza. Well, when you're a bodybuilder or a powerlifter, you can't eat once all day. You have to eat literally 5, 6, 7 times a day. So that day of running errands consists of stopping a million times to eat or bringing food with you. That is a giant pain in the ass, okay? But if you want to be a world champion powerlifter, that's what you have to do. You know, bodybuilders, you know, our coach Andrew's cutting for a contest right now. If you know any bodybuilders, particularly when they're competing, same thing. They have to eat constantly because they're eating so clean and their bodies are so kind of finely tuned that they have to eat every 2 or 3 hours religiously to be able to maintain muscle mass and burn fat and look like they're going to be on the cover of a magazine. Well, that is not enjoyable to do or be around somebody that's carrying their food and eating every 3 hours, and also completely miserable if they don't. So try doing that year round for a couple years. And, you know, you might think now that would be an okay price to pay to have, you know, a six pack of abs, but I'm not sure. That's for the individual to decide. So before you start beating yourself up that you don't have six pack abs, understand that you're also not eating six times a day, carrying food in Tupperwares, containers, drinking a gallon of water every day, and training 6 days a week. If you are doing all those things, there's a pretty good chance you have abs, or you will have abs, because that's what it takes. So much like the home that has every amenity you've ever wanted on all the property you wanted, with all the privacy and in the neighborhood and all that good stuff, that's going to cost you $1.7 million and your budget's $300,000. Keep in mind that whatever, you know, if your goal physique is the equivalent of the $1.7 million home, you have to be aware of the work and the effort and the time that it takes to achieve that. And it's totally okay if you are not in the ballpark to do that. You know, if that's not in your plans to spend the majority of your waking hours achieving this body, then that's cool. you know, understand that you're going to work out a couple times a week. You're going to feel great. You're going to get stronger. You're going to look better. You're going to feel much better. Your physique is going to improve dramatically, and especially over time, things will keep getting better. But just don't beat yourself up if you're not looking like somebody on the cover of a magazine, because that is someone that literally dedicates their entire life to this activity. I'll talk to you guys later.